in the party, Richter!
Welcome back to See You at the Party, Richter. I'm Chris Chapman, and with me as always is Joseph Beck Castro.
Hello, cutie pies.
And Aaron Frescas.
Hello.
And we're back this week to finish up Conan the Barbarian, Arnold's 1982. Arnold's 1982 high adventure vehicle. I think that's what they called it in the movie. Yeah. We are once again joined by our very special guest, Brendan Pranowich. Thank you very much for joining us again, Brendan.
I'm so ready for this shit.
And I think we are going to go over to Aaron now, who has got some trivia for us, right, Aaron?
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Oliver Stone originally asked Ridley Scott to direct, and who was fresh off of Alien, but he declined. Arnold Schwarzenegger called Max von Sydow. Sydow? Is that how you say his last name?
Max von Sydow.
There you go. The first incredible dramatic actor he ever worked with. He also found Sydow's performance staggering, which makes sense if you consider Arnold's... Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's Sydow?
The king.
All right.
James Earl Jones was a last-minute addition to the cast because of his commitments to Broadway. He and Arnold Schwarzenegger became friends on set, so Schwarzenegger would help Darth Vader stay in shape, and Jones kind of was coaching him with acting, and so did Max.
Nice.
I didn't know James Earl Jones did Broadway. That's very interesting. I would never think of him as a Broadway actor.
Yeah. Really? I think he does a lot of stage stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Sandel Bergman, who is Valeria, was a professional dancer with a few previous film roles, and she was actually recommended for the role by Bob Fosse, who worked with her in All That Jazz, which, yeah, is super... like famous like Broadway dude.
Yeah.
And then like I said, his partner's name.
Who? Oh, Subotai?
Conan's. Yeah. Redubbed over his lines. Because I think he's like a California like surfer dude. So I'm really curious how it sounded before.
His name is Jerry Lopez, right?
Yeah. And he was in an old Oliver Stone movie or a John Milius movie.
Great. Be like, Conan, bro, dude. Go kill some people.
So anyway, moving on, Basil Poledouris made the music composer, made extensive use of something called MuSync. It's a music and tempo editing hardware and software system which modified the tempo of his compositions, synchronized them with the action of the film. So Conan was the first movie that they used this with. The usual practice of the film industry is to hire a composer following the completion of the film, but the composer, Basil Poledouris, was instead hired for Conan before the filming started. So he basically composed the film's music based on the initial storyboards and he started modifying it throughout the film before recording the score like near the end. So he's working on it throughout the whole thing. John Milius originally wanted Arnold Schwarzenegger to be the narrator, but executives at Universal said no because of his accent. Mako do it instead.
I mean, he was still new. I mean, he is still learning English and things like that.
Yeah.
To be fair, to be 100% fair.
Yeah.
But Sylvester Stallone should have talked less in Rocky.
I thought you were going to say Sylvester Stallone should have narrated this movie.
That would be great too.
No scenes whatsoever, just narrator.
Yeah.
So the brief scene with the older Conan sitting on the throne was filmed prior to that, and they originally wanted to start the movie off with that. The producers moved it. But anyway, so the film was intended to be the beginning of a series with at least 4 sequels in the pipeline, and he had to commit to all of them.
Jeez.
Universal was worried the film's violence would be too much. They saw a rough cut and thought it was too violent for a holiday release. Apparently, the original cut had even showed the scene when Conan's mom's head gets chopped off.
Oh. Yeah.
The censors asked Milius to tone down the violence, which he did. The fake blood in the film came in the form of concentrate, which had to be mixed with water prior to use, but due to the weather being so cold, it was mixed with vodka as an antifreeze instead. So in the scenes in which the actors were supposed to spit blood, they would swallow it instead and then go back to special effects for more of it.
What the fuck? Hire a bunch of fucking winos to do, what the hell?
I don't know. I'm sure it helps pass time. Arnold Schwarzenegger had retired from professional bodybuilding after winning the 1975 Mr. Olympia contest. He got back into such good shape while training for the role that he decided to enter the 1980 Mr. Olympia contest. He won the contest, although there was a great deal of controversy about whether he deserved the victory, which he also talked about in his book, which I'm not going to go too much into. But basically, he was supposed to be just there to do color. Like, he was supposed to go there to do the color commentary. So he wasn't supposed to be in the contest at all. They hired him to do color commentary for it. But he decided pretty much, he decided like 6 weeks before that he wanted to compete instead, but he didn't tell anybody. So he started training, and he was training with all the other bodybuilders because they all were training at Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
He was training, and Franco was helping him train, and he didn't even really tell Franco, but Franco figured out. He's like, why are you training? So basically, like, why are you training so hard? Like, you're training like you're going to compete.
Yeah.
So he showed up the day of the competition and said he was competing.
So he didn't even tell the competition that he was competing beforehand?
The other bodybuilders were pissed.
Of course. They...
Which does suck if you have, like, it's basically because you got a star there now.
Yeah, you've got a movie, like, mm-hmm. like a real-life movie star now.
Yes. But
a subpar movie star.
Well, not that point. But
who is also a former multi-time champion.
Yeah, and he was in Pumping Iron, where everybody
knows. Could you imagine him, so. He's, like, up in the broadcast booth, he's like, it's time to compete. He just rips off his shirt, like, you win. You win, Arnold, you win.
You got a new champ.
But they ended up, like, there was a petition or something that they had to like fix some rules or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, so the other bodybuilders weren't happy. And I guess it took a few years to repair the relationships with the bodybuilders because of how some of them stopped talking to him.
Jeez.
Because of that.
Wow.
But he ends up winning it. And he says that the crowd wasn't even like super happy about it. He said about a third of them booed.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, he basically went to a Bringer show, you know, all those comedians had their friends there, and then he shows up like, hey, fuck you, Arnold.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had weapons training, martial arts training, and horseback riding lessons from specialists. He trained with an 11-pound broadsword 2 hours a day for 3 months, and each of those swords cost $10,000.
Jesus Christ.
You know, he had all the training except for English training before this.
the dialect or whatever.
No time.
The sword inscription reads on his sword reads, "Suffer no guilt, ye who wield this in the name of Crom." So while he was governor, Schwarzenegger displayed it behind his chair in the Reagan cabinet room, which is just great. Like, especially because it says that, I don't know. He also learned climbing techniques and how to fall and roll and jump from 15 feet of the air. And then John Milius, the director, made sure these were all videotaped. And according to Schwarzenegger, they were just as intense as training for bodybuilding competitions. And then apparently Franco Colombo was in this. Helped him train and was in this too, which I didn't notice him at all in this.
I didn't see him. Like, I saw his name on IMDb, but I have no idea who they're referring to.
I was hoping
it would be the guy who got kicked by the Eastern Master, but I don't think that's him.
Yeah, a lot of the guys who are fighting, they just look like guys who just got out of the gym and did it on helmets, well, you know?
So Arnold Schwarzenegger, I don't have this, but I read it in his book, that's Sven Thor Olensen?
Yeah. That's Gallagher.
Yeah, so one of the two lieutenants, actually I think both lieutenants, he brought from, they said they needed guys that were bigger than Arnold, so he brought his bodybuilding friends over. This is the first movie that he's with them in it.
Got it.
That's fake news.
I mean, to be fair, it's hard to see Franco Colombo unless you look down.
That's true. I love when he makes fun of Franco for being short. Did you really watch Pumping Iron?
I love Pumping Iron. I really do.
Cool. So you know what Franco is then? Oh, okay, cool.
They were rivals.
Yeah. I don't think Arnold thought of them as rivals. I think he just like, oh, little guy.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my little brother.
Yeah,
come over here.
Franco did. But John Milius said that the dogs they used in the film were very unfriendly and dangerous. The ones that were chasing Arnold, not the... Well, I'm sure maybe probably the ones in the beginning.
I thought you meant the Kenny Loggins dogs. I was like, yeah, they fucking ripped that motherfucker apart.
He even went as far as to say when you had the dogs chasing Arnold and he's running, he's actually running for his life because he knew those dogs were very dangerous.
Jesus.
And they even attacked their trainer.
Jesus.
So I was reading a story, I was reading the book, and he has a story about that that I wanted to read real fast. So he says in his book, you got a joke, go ahead.
No, I can't wait to hear this.
He says in his book, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he says, the wolves were actually 4 German shepherds, but without telling me, Milius had ordered the stunt coordinator to rent animals that had some wolf in them. He thought that would heighten the realism. John Milius is also a little crazy too. Like, he said that Milius said, "Well, time it out." He promised, "You'll already be running when we release the dogs, and they won't have enough time to cross the field before you get up on the rock." On the morning we shot the scene, they sewed raw meat into my bear skin on the back, on the back to attract the dogs. The cameras rolled, and I sprinted across the field, but the trainer let the dogs loose too soon, and I didn't have enough time with the head start. The wolf pack caught me before I get all the way up on the rocks. They bit at my pants and dragged me down from the rock.
Dear God. So
he said, if I fell 10 feet onto my back, I tried to stand up and rip off the bear skin, but fell over into a thorn bush. So, like, wow. This just seems like a
Three Stooges skin. Exactly. Or something. Like,
you could put, like, Benny Hill music to this and speed it up, and it would just work perfectly.
Oh, my God.
The trainer called out a command, and the dogs froze and stood near me drooling.
Jesus.
And then he says that he like, I didn't put it down, but he goes on to say that Milius was like, he's like, all right, this is what I'm talking about. That's what Conan would have went through. Because he's crazy.
Fair enough, yeah.
That would have been such a great outtake, wouldn't it have been?
Yeah.
So real arrows were shot into that snake that when Arnold Schwarzenegger was fighting it.
Oh, okay.
They were shot right over his head. Jeez. And that was apparently that was John Milius shooting the snakes because he was the one that was deemed the best archer.
Wow.
So they didn't even bother to get a real archer. They just... We're like, okay, let's see who can shoot the best, because we really want to murder Arnold Schwarzenegger, apparently.
I feel like they were just like, I don't know, who can throw a baseball the best? All right, you can shoot the arrows. I don't give a shit. Like, what the fuck?
The other bodybuilders hired him. Like, yeah, you should be the archer.
Let's see. There's only a couple more. So Arnold Schwarzenegger had to lose a bit of mass in his pectoral muscles as he wasn't able to perform certain scenes with them. He's like, I'm sorry, my muscles, I cannot move like that. Maybe he probably couldn't grab the sword with two hands.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He wasn't able to bring his hands.
Okay, so, and then the last one was when Thulsa Doom points to, when he has the chick jump off the thing,
yeah.
That set the free fall record for, like, a stunt free fall record. Oh. It was 182 feet.
Jesus.
Someone jumped off. Yeah. Damn. So anyway, that's a trivia. What do you guys want to say? Move on to the kill count?
Yeah, let's do it.
Have you ever killed anyone?
Yeah, but they were all bad.
Okay, cool. My guess is 86.
Cool. All right. I'm going to guess 74. Brendan, do you want to guess?
15.
Okay. All right. So he's like, a lot of minor wounds in that movie.
Do we really know they died? The people who got beheaded, yeah. I counted 15 beheaded people.
Yeah, well, we saw Valeria come back. She's obviously
exactly. Joe,
I'm gonna go with 61.
Okay, the count, according to a very quick search on Google, is 107 on-screen deaths.
Jesus.
God damn it.
Really?
Hopefully it's for the right Conan.
Yeah.
Because I just remembered that there's two of them.
Unfortunately.
That's Conan O'Brien, unfortunately.
No, yeah. There's that new
No,
one.
Right there.
Oh, yeah. The
okay.
Kill count.
26 is it's just Schwarzenegger.
Damn.
I love this site. Give me a total. 82. I can't remember what I said.
You said 86.
Okay, so who won, Chris?
You won if it's just closest. If it's closest without going over, yeah. It's me.
I mean, I'm bad at math, but I think Aaron won.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Aaron won.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yay! Whoop, 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 whoop. All right.
This is good. But what is best in life?
The open step. Fleet oars. Falcons at your wrist. With wind in your hair.
Wrong! Conan! What is best in life?
How about favorite lines, guys?
Sure.
Anybody got a favorite line, Chris?
I got a bad, like, I don't know. I didn't pick out many of the lines in this movie. They're all like, everything in this movie is just fantasy gibberish. So, yes. Like, it's hard to get any really good lines in here. But I just really like the way when Conan gets caught by all the guards and he gets taken and tortured by the dudes. And then James Earl Jones walks in, and Conan is laying on the ground, and he's all fucked up and hurt. And James Earl Jones just stares at him for a while and then goes, I wish to speak to you now. that just was funny to me. I don't know why. That was just very funny to me.
Mine's not even a line, because there weren't any. Mine's just, again, it's in more of an action, just him throwing her into the fire. It's my favorite thing.
Just her screaming and burning. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Joe?
Yeah, for me, I really liked his first, it's not even a lion, his first vocal sounds when he gets thrown into the pit. Just,
he's screaming.
Yeah. But the best line is obviously like the most famous line, and that's probably why it's the best. I know I'm like a front runner for a lot of these lines, but they're legendary for a reason. It's Conan, what is best in life?
defeat your enemies, see them driven before you, hear the lamentation of the women. Like, that's just a fucking tight line.
Yeah, that is a tight line.
What about you, Brandon?
Did you like any lines in this movie?
I figured you guys were going to ask me this. I did. I my favorite line, I liked one, and that was a line, do they have flowers?
I thought great line. I thought it was going to be, I am his chronicler.
Before we get to that, we'd like to do a segment that we like to call Total Recall.
What do you want, Mr. Quay?
The same as you, to remember.
Open your mind. Open your mind.
So basically all it is seven random trivia questions from the movie we just watched. And the first one to get three correct wins. So the rules go, Chris starts reading the questions, and whoever knows the answer can buzz in using your name as the answer. Just keep in mind that the second you buzz in...
buzzer, not the answer.
Sorry.
I do that every time. That'd be pretty easy.
Use a... Yeah, you're a... Brandon! Go, he's right! use your name as your buzzer. Keep in mind the second that you buzz in, he'll stop reading the questions, so make sure you listen to enough of the questions before you say no.
Use anyway. Your name?
Yeah, yeah.
If you know the answer, just say your name, and that's your buzzer.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So I will warn you once again that this entire movie is fantasy gibberish. Yes, Brendan. Give me all seven answers. This movie is almost entirely fantasy gibberish, so if these questions suck, I'm sorry. But number one, who stole the Enigma of Steel from Crumb?
Joe.
Knock
off Jesse Ventura.
Nope. What? From
Enigma of Steel? What the hell is that?
See, this is exactly why all these questions are going to suck.
What's the Enigma still?
Brandon. I'm just going to guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to say that surfer guy. He's stealing shit all the time.
Nope. The Enigma of Steel is when Kenny Loggins is telling them the story at the beginning. He tells the myth about how...
Oh, a giant. Aaron, a giant.
Yes, that's correct. A giant. Or the giants, whatever.
This is like SNL's Jeopardy.
Yeah, Celebrity Jeopardy.
It's just fucking terms, like.
Yeah, exactly. These all fucking suck. There's no like good like number questions or anything. Let's see. So that one went to Aaron. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm writing it down.
You got it? Okay, cool.
God damn.
Yeah. All right. So question number two: what god does Subotai worship?
Brandon, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That is so close, but unfortunately not.
Wait. I have no idea. So he's gonna be the closest.
Wind. Brendan, wind. Yeah. Wind. Just
Joe,
worship some
Joe,
wind.
Do you have an answer?
Earth, fire, water.
No.
Earth, fire, heart. Water?
Heart. Brendan, we'll give that one to Brendan. It's the four winds.
Okay.
I also would have accepted the sky, but...
Okay, so Brendan's got one. Go ahead.
Question number three. What is the name of the god that the snake cultists worship?
Joe. Doom.
Nope.
Brendan. Cobra Kai.
That is correct. No. It's Set.
Oh, shit.
Again.
I thought they were just talking about volleyball when they were talking about that.
All right. So we'll move on to the next one. God, it's good I have extra questions here. Number four.
Apparently it's first of two.
Yeah. Number four. What is the name of the drug that Conan and Subo take before they decide to steal the Eye of the Serpent?
No idea.
Joe. Alcohol.
No.
Brendan. Hand soup.
Hand I wish.
Soup. Nope. Aaron. Some sort of peyote or something. I don't know. They're eating something.
It's the guy calls it Black Lotus.
Oh, okay. Shit.
All right. You guys might get this next one. next question. How did Valeria claim that Subotai died when questioned by the king?
Aaron. He got stabbed.
Nope.
What?
Brendan.
He fell off a horse.
Nope.
Fell off a horse.
Joe. He fell from a tall area.
No. Because this one was actually a decent event. Like, that was played as a joke.
Yeah, I know.
Lions ate him.
Oh, that's goddamn it.
And then
man.
The king goes, lions ate him? Oh, oh man, nobody bring him out. Nobody's gonna win this. Just
what is the name of this
movie? Because these are even worse questions. let's see. What snack did young Conan and his father eat in the springs of his youth?
Joe. Jerky.
No.
Brendan. Flowers. They ate flowers.
Once again, close, but not quite.
God damn it.
Aaron, herbs. Roots.
No.
Roots?
Went in the opposite direction. Wild roots blueberries.
I was close.
I'd say Brendan would get that.
Yeah, Brendan can have that one.
Okay.
Woo! Kicking ass. You can
ask the rest of them.
I got two more, and they're both, again, you guys are not going to get them. What is not best in life? As in, what is the incorrect answer that the dude gives?
I know one.
Sure.
Aaron. The wind running through your hair.
Yep, the wind in your hair.
I don't remember the other two things. Oh, I read them down because they weren't as
poetic as the shit you made up?
Yeah, exactly. No, they weren't like as the wind in the hair thing, but it was the wind in the hair riding a horse or something like that, something with the horse.
I didn't understand the second thing he said. Does anybody else even have a guess?
Lamentation. Brendan, lamentation.
Incorrect. Lamentation. That is the
lamination.
That's what he is best in life.
He likes to laminate stuff.
Laminating women? Laminating them in women? Plastic?
The serial killer thing now with? I like to laminate women.
All right. We'll give that one to Aaron then. God damn. So the answer is... Sorry.
Oh, they both have two, whatever. I have zero, so I'm going to bow out. So this last question is going to decide it.
Got it.
And you have to be... Well, we'll both be the judge who's closer.
Okay, cool.
But finish the answer.
Yeah. So the actual answer is the open step, falcons at your rest, and the wind in your hair. He also says another thing.
Falcons.
Yeah, he also says another thing, but I couldn't understand it, so I think he says free tours. I don't know.
Free tours.
Yeah, I don't know.
Free tours?
That's what I heard.
Any sort of free tour.
Yep, just any free tour. All right, final question. What is Gallagher 2's actual name in the movie?
I don't know. Is that Broadcast Dread Gerard Depardieu or no?
No, that's the other. That's my guess. It's Hammerman. That's Gallagher 2. It's Hammerman.
No, it's Sven Thorsen.
Oh, yeah. Sven Thorsen.
Brendan, do you have an answer?
Sven Thorsen.
I'm going to say Grog.
Oh, man. Those are kind of equally close. his name is Thorgrim.
Oh, wow. God, they just pretty much. Like
they just use his name. So I think
gonna
I'm gonna
say Brendan. I gotta give it to Brendan because
he actually made up a name.
Sven Thorsen. No, I said Sven Thorsen.
Yeah, exactly. That's very true. All right, we're gonna give that one to Brendan. Okay. Right. Brendan wins.
Kicking ass.
Yeah,
you're the only person who's won besides me.
Okay. Wow, well, yeah. Now that I'm not allowed to fucking
very
play
good at this game, when he actually watches the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
All right, so now we're gonna. Pump a little iron. We're going to give this movie a rating on a scale of 1 to 5. Iron's pumped. Please remember this is a rating of Arnold movies because they were just a ratings of movies in general. It'll all be a 5 unless you're Brennan where they're all zeros. They're going to go down to 0, but whatever. We're going to start out with Chris. Right. How many irons would you pump for this movie?
I think I'm going to give this movie 3.5 irons. So I think I like fantasy more than you guys because, I don't hate it as much as you guys do. I think this movie does an admirable job of showing off Arnold's physique and he gets to be a little bit funny in it. He's probably not the best person for this role because you got to do a lot of face acting in this role and you don't get a lot of dialogue. But I think he does an okay job. He does a lot of stunt work and shit like that. I don't know. It's an action movie. The main character doesn't have to talk a lot. And I don't know. 3.5, I guess. I enjoyed this movie. I just think... No, it was 3.5. 3.5.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to open up the spreader right now. But
yeah, it's not working out very well.
Anyway, what about you, Joe?
For me, I am going to give this movie a 2.
2.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty low. It's definitely an Arnold movie. Like, he flexes some muscles. He's got some lines, but probably when this movie came out, it was pretty tight. And if I'd watched it, like, honestly, before, like, yesterday, I probably would have liked it a lot more. But, like, right now, it's just kind of a... You know what? I'm gonna change it to a 2.5.
Okay, 2.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 2.5 because it is a very Arnold-y movie. It's not very good, but it's Arnold-y. So I'm gonna give it a 2.5. What about you?
Yeah, Brendan. What do you think?
You know, if Pumping Iron to me is a 5, I think the film was long, and I spent most of the duration of the film wondering what the fuck is happening. Like, a lot of the film, like, it was weird. And if the film would have ended with just Arnold partying and punching that camel, I'd give it a higher score, but I'm going to give it a 0.
Okay. Well, I think, I don't know if I'm going to do a 1 just cause I don't know if 0 will like do anything for the,
no, I yeah, think, it's gonna fuck I think with a 0.5 it would be the lowest. 0.5, okay. 0.5 yeah. Would be the lowest one.
Well, can okay. You do 0.1? Like, 0.1. Or 0.01?
Let me do 0.1.
0.01?
Right, yeah, I think I'll do a 0.1.
Yeah. There we go. Just lower it just a tiny bit more.
Yeah. Okay.
Make it the legal age of drinking, the alcohol limit.
0.08.
I had fun watching this the first time, but having to watch it twice within like a 3-day span was tough. Like, I kept putting it off and had to make myself focus on it because I kept getting distracted by pretty much anything else. Plus, I started watching the show Barry. And holy fuck, that's a good show.
It's a good show.
That's a very good show. Like, so I was like, I could be watching Conan. I could, like, working, or I could just watch another episode of Barry. And, like, I'm writing, and the whole time I'm thinking, like, what kind of hijinks, like, Bill Hader and Steven Root are getting into? And I'm like, oh, man, why am I watching this fucking movie, like, when I could be watching that?
You should watch it. It's good.
Anyway. So this movie kind of solidified for me that I do not like fantasy movies, like, with very few exceptions. And the exceptions are pretty much the Oscar winners. Where, like, Lord of the Rings is, I can watch it once every 10 years, I think. And it's fine. They're just, what is it? What do you say about fantasy stuff? It's just like the fact that they make it's a bunch of terms.
I've said a lot of stuff.
It's
about
just
it, so.
Fucking weird. They're weird.
I can watch Lord of the Rings trilogy extended edition about once a year just because it's that good. But anything else fantasy can suck my balls.
But you said something specific that made sense. It was something like you have to learn all these new terms, and you like have to
like with any sort of fantasy, there's like the world is different. There's all these terms. Different things mean different things. Everybody's name is fucking stupid, except for Sam. His name is just Sam. I mean, it's Samwise, but like, it's just Sam, you know. But everybody's got fucking dumbass names and shit.
It's like a whole lore you have to learn.
Exactly. It's like you gotta like study for an exam, but your studying is just to watch a fucking movie, you know? And then, of course, movies, they got to set up this entire world for you. You know, they got to spend like the first 45 minutes of the fucking movie just telling you what the goddamn lore is and shit. Yeah. It's like, hey, just fucking, I know what the lore of like, you know, the regular world is now, or like, you know, 1980s, like, just fucking set a movie in the 1980s. I know what the fucking lore is. I know what cars are. You know how to spend a fucking car is. I know what they do. Yeah. All right? Like, I know who's the president. Like, all you gotta do is that. But no, fantasy's gotta fucking send you down this fucking dark path and, like, explain all this shit to you. It's like, bro, like, why are we wasting all our fucking time? Everyone's all dirty. Everyone's got stupid names. Everybody probably smells terrible. No one's funny. Like, there's the occasional, like, funny. Does he know about second breakfast? Like, yeah, good one, you know. Or potatoes. Like, that's the classic line. The rest of the shit, there's no comedians. There's no comic relief. There's just a bunch of fucking dudes with... Nobody kills anybody and says anything hilarious. You know, they're just like, for Frodo. And they, like, swipe at a couple guys. Like, no one gets their head blown up. Yeah. It's fucking dumb. And it's like magic, and it's just like, oh, we can bend the rules of reality. Like, oh, he's a magician or he's a necromancer, so we can like just do whatever we want. Like, reality doesn't matter here. Fucking wizard did it. And all of a sudden there's dragons flying out of nowhere. Motherfuckers can ride dragons or control dragons, or like some people are dragons. They're like vampires with like bats. And they turn into dragons or something. I might have just made that last one.
You don't like Game of Thrones then?
I do like Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Wow.
But it took a while because you got to get into the fucking stupid lore of it. Also, there's a lot of boobs. So I agree with watching any show. Like,
I agree with Joe. Like, fantasy's dragon ass. You know?
Yeah, in the same way.
It just sucks, man. Like, I couldn't even watch fantasy during quarantine and I had nothing to do. Like, I'd rather do anything else.
Yeah, you just turned your TV off and just stared at the blank screen.
I'd rather deal with COVID than watch a fucking fantasy. I'd
rather get COVID than watch a fantasy.
So, well, and also, like people go to Renaissance fairs, and it's hey, let's hark back to a time that sucked fucking asshole. Like, let's just do that. Like, why don't we have, I don't know, 1980s fair, so we're doing like, hey, here's a bunch of cocaine. Here's the hairspray tent. Like, get over there and get your fucking perm on. I don't know.
Chris is getting so offended right now.
I don't give a shit.
He's gonna cry after this
movie. God, is not like,
so
I don't know.
So basically Arnold was fine and his character doesn't really have any depth, or like it's an Arnold movie-ish, but not really, because he doesn't act like himself.
Yeah,
the best character is probably either James Earl Jones or Valeria, which probably is my favorite character is probably the Valeria out of this. But, like, I don't know. So, anyway, I went 2.5, and that was probably being a little generous.
Wow, 2.5? Are you crazy?
I am crazy. I'm doing 2. Wow. Because I know I won't change it usually half the time later. I'm like, oh, fuck, why did I rate it so low? But, anyway, okay, so let me order this.
I mean, you got to understand the parlance of the time. It was 1982. Yeah. Arnold wasn't Arnold. This was like his first thing since Hercules. Yeah. And as my dad was telling me, he saw this at the drive-thru and he thought it was a pretty fucking awesome movie.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to do when back
watch,
then.
Exactly. Now when we watch it, this movie fucking sucks balls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why 98% of the movies from pre-1982 and shit, no one knows. Like, we know Star Wars, we know Godfather, but no one's out.
Only the classics.
Yeah, no one's out there fucking watching whatever the equivalent of Now You See Me or what's some other stupid movie nobody gives a shit.
Well,
21.
Yeah.
Like, no one's watching the movie 21. But 1977 version of 21. Yes, no one gives a fuck about that. Like, those movies just fade.
It's crazy this movie was originally 4 hours long and they cut it down to 2 hours. Like, I would have cut it down to punch the camel credits. Done. Fuck it.
All right. So after our calculations from the Spreadeditor, we're still sitting with Running Man number one. We got Twins number two and Commando three, which I'm still a little upset about.
You guys have no taste in movies.
All right, well, I'm focusing my hatred from guest one, who ever rated at a 3.5. And I'm directing that towards you, because now you're just hating on. Anyways, 6 days after that, then Eraser, and then Conan is...
I think it's 12.
Sticking between Collateral Damage and Hercules in New York at with a 2.025. the worst ones than that is Batman and Robin, Maggie, Sabotage, and Aftermath.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which,
yeah.
I still can't believe that 6 Day is number four on this list.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not changing anything. I just am very surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't given a 5-star rating to any of the movies
yet. Yeah, I know that's
what my
very true.
Well, I have an idea what my 5 stars are going to be, but.
Yeah, I know what my 5 stars
are. Terminator 2.
My 5 stars are. We just haven't got around to this.
We haven't got to it yet. But anyway,
I'd rate Terminator 2 worse than Conan. Yeah, way worse.
Brendan just wants to see the world burn.
Some men just want to watch. All right. So, thanks again for joining us, Brendan. Do you have any plugs to plug?
You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me in OB with the Children of Doom.
What's your Instagram?
It's my last name, Sandwich, at Sandwich.
Cool. We'll post it in the description.
You heard him. It's at Piano Sandwich.
That's what you should change your handle to. Yep. Piano Sandwich.
And if anybody's too lazy to see it in the description, it's P R A N I E W I C Z. Some white guy shit right there. All right. What about you, Chris? You had any plugs to plug?
Not really.
Cool. All right.
Aaron? Yes. Yes. Just, you know, listen to You All Every Potty that we don't release new episodes for. It's a lost thing.
Just listen to the old ones. Yeah. We'll keep making new ones, but you can't hear them.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's on theme for the name.
Yeah.
They're just lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Joe?
I got nothing. The only fucking podcast I've ever been on is the one you mentioned and this one.
So. Okay. All right. Well,
It. So I guess that's it. Thank you for listening. And
thanks, Brendan, for being on.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, man.
Thank you guys for having me on the show. This is so much fun. You guys are great.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope you liked this a lot better than you like Arnold movies.
I would watch this before any Arnold movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to rate us lower than you just rated Conan.
That's a good answer because I don't agree with your views on Schwarzenegger movies, but I agree with your view on our podcast.
Yeah. So,
which fantastic. Are better than Schwarzenegger's to you. So I'm all right with that. All right. So I guess that's it. I guess there's only one thing left to say.
See you at the party, Richter!
If you enjoy our show, please consider giving us a positive review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Potty Richter to make sure you never miss an episode. See You at The Potty Richter is a production of Tape Deck Media. Follow Tape Deck on Instagram at Tape Deck _media or look us up on Facebook for more hilarious podcasts.